उपलब्ध है। तो प्रहलाद महाराज इज रिकमेंडिंग दैट आइदर मेटीरियल प्रॉस्पेरिटी विद इन दिस प्लैनेट और अदर प्लैनेट वी आर ऑल दिस ट्रांसफर दे आर नॉट परमानेंट दैट फॉर निर्माण free from the contamination of material nature. That is also recommended in the Bhagavad Gita, Abrahma Bhuvanam Lokan Punaravartinotya. Therefore, even if you go to the highest planet, that is also perishable. So we are not interested in perishable things. Unfortunately, people have no knowledge that what is that unperishable. They are accustomed in the association of perishable things for many, many lives. It's not working. Therefore, they have no information what is the, if you say that you work for non-perishable things. He is astonished because he has no idea that there can be anything which is not perishable. So, Prahlad Maharaj recommends that don't try for non-perishable things. Don't try for perishable things. Try for non-perishable things. And that is bhaktopesham bhajato atmalabhe. As the devotee is recommended towards the Supreme Lord, and the Supreme Lord also confirms it, jagratyana nivartanti tadhyama paramam. That supreme award, where going nobody returns. Prahlad Maharaj recommends that my dear friends, you just worthy that supreme personality of God is, where going nobody comes back. Jagatva isha paramani vidyan nyanya sapin nara करोति अत विपर्यासम अमोघम विन्दति फल इन दिस मेटीरियल वर्ल्ड वी आर मेकिंग सो मेनी प्लान्स फॉर परमानेंट सेटलमेंट बट अनफॉर्चुनेटली वी आर मीटिंग इज जस्ट द ऑपोजिट दैट इज इन आवर एक्सपीरियंस देयर इज वेरी नाइस सॉन्ग sung by a Vaishnava poet. He said, Sukheda Lariya Ekhara Bhajino Anale Puriya Jaya. I constructed this house for living happily. Unfortunately, it was set in fire, so everything is finished. That is going on in the material world. We are making so many plans for living very comfortably, peacefully, eternally, but that is not possible. People do not understand. They are seeing, experiencing from shastra, from scripture, we are getting instruction that nothing is imperishable. Everything is perishable in the material world. And we are actually seeing also the perishable agents are always there. Just like the fire in New York City, at least within 24 hours, there are at least 10 or 15 places where fire is going. And your fire brigade is running on. They are trying to protect you from fire. The house regulation is all for fire. How you are protected from fire, then it is allowed a certificate of occupation. You can leave. In other words, the fire is always ready to vanish everything. But artificially, somehow or other, we are trying to protect ourselves from fire. But we do not take it for granted that this material nature is so made that it is set in fire, everything. However, it may be strong in protecting us. That is the nature. So, however we may make plans to live very happily, the nature's law is that it will destroy. Daivijikagunamayamamayakurutthaya mamivaraprabhadvanti mayamitankaranti. So the material nature is very powerful. You cannot protect from the onslaught of material nature. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj advising us that we try to achieve the permanent. The permanent is the soul. God is permanent. And there is a world, a sky, which is also permanent. So why not transfer yourself to that permanent sky, permanent association, permanent light, permanent supreme knowledge? What we are seeking here in imperfectness. And people have no information. Some of them, they do not believe in it. Some of them are jealous. This is our unfortunate condition. But it is neither false, nor it is fiction. It is actual fact. Truth. Real truth. Absolute truth. Param sattam dhimahi Srimad Bhagavat presents the objective as the supreme truth. Param satyam. Param satyam dhimahi. I offer my obeisance to the absolute truth, param satyam. And what is that param satyam? Nirastapokam. Nirastapokam means which is devoid of all illusion. Here everything is full of illusion. I am thinking, planning something, and at any moment, it is all vanished, all finished. So we do not understand that this is illusion. And there is a permanent life. So, sukhaya dukkha mokkhaya sankalpa ajakarmina sada apnati yuhaya dukkham anihaya sukhabhritaha. Now everything we are planning, sukhaya, for matter of happiness, and dukkha mokkhaya, and to get rid of all misery. This is our plan. Sukhaya dukkha mokkhaya sankalpa, our determination, yaha, in this world, karmina, those who are watching, the determination is to make life happy and avoid distress. That is the plan. Sada apnati yuhaya. But that is simply plan making within our mind. Actually, it is never achieved. It is never achieved. Kaman kamache kamai jadattha amiha purusha. Savai dehatsu paratke bhangra jat. Jati apaitisa. Now, we are desiring so many things. Kaman, kama, kamayate. Kaman means desire. And kamayate we incarnate such desires, kami, being too much eager, greedy, for fulfilling those objects, jagattham iha purusha, sabai dehasya, and what is that? Kama. What are those desirables? The desirables are simply for making this body perfect. Not perfect, comfortable. Perfect it cannot. But as far as possible, we are manufacturing nice cushions for sitting comfortably, nice bedroom, by nice motor cars, and everything for this body. The ultimate aim is to make this body comfortable. That's all. But Kullar Maharaj says that the body itself, deha sabai dehastu parathya bhangura. Either you make your position secure and comfortable in this life or next life. Next life means there are many religious rituals which assures in your next life, very comfortable life, very, long duration of life in other planets. So either you make arrangements in this life or in the next life, in the material. If you make your next life in the spiritual world, then that is a different question. But so far, we are materially concerned. Either we make comfortable life in this life or in the next. But the body itself is anabhangura. It is perishable. It is perishable. Sabai dehastu parathya bhangura jatya. King bhavahita apatya daradara dhanadaya. Rajya kusha bhajamasya vityata mahatasvadaha. They are all sons of big chieftains and ministers and he was himself the son of the king, Hiranyakashipu. Therefore, you are speaking from his own standard. He says that kim bahito apatya daradara dhanad. Apatya means we are expanding. We are single. Now we are expanding by our children. Apatya. And dara means wife. The Sanskrit word stri means woman. And the root meaning of stri means which expands. As soon as you have got wife, you expand yourself. You are one. And as soon as you get your wife, you become three, four, five. So, stri means that helps me expand. That is the root meaning. So Kullar Maharaj says that what is the use by expanding your attachment to this material world by children, apatya, dara. Dara means wife. And agara means house. Daradara dhanadaya means riches. These are our expanding processes. And Rajya, kingdom. Rajya, kosa. Kosa means treasury. These are concerned with government. Government wants to expand. Rajya, kosa. And Gaja. Gaja means elephant. The royal orders, they keep elephants, especially in India. Those who are princely orders, they must keep at least dozens of elephants and many thousands of horses. That is the royal opulence. Rajakoja Vayamatya. Amatya means minister. And Vitya. Vitya means servant. And Atya means friend. That means, in other words, Kullar Maharaj says, that there is no necessity of expanding these material opulences.